podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome back to BTR Boxing Podcast Network. I am your host, Sean. And for the final time in 5 years, welcome to the show, co-host Johnston. For the final time, you are the co-host of this particular podcast network. And this episode, guys, it is really all about reminiscing for us. And we wanted to put something out there other than just a social media post that indicated that Johnston was leaving the podcast network and moving on to pastures new. I felt it a little bit more personalised to get together Johnston and us to really reminisce about the body of work that we've put together and everything that we've done and enjoyed. And of course, letting people know your reason for moving on, because it's a fantastic reason for moving away from the podcast. And it's something which I believe all of us at some point down the line in our lives, it is a challenge and it is a decision-making moment that we all have to make in some way, shape or form. And for you, you've made a decision about your life moving forward, which has regrettably had to mean that you've had to step away from the podcast network. But to involve yourself in something which is a massive, massive passion for yourself is wonderful. It's amazing. You know my personal feelings on it, but for the sake of everybody listening, Johnston, please do just let everybody know the fact that you are leaving and the reason why you're leaving, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, look, I'm leaving because, as I've said before, you know, football's always been my passion. Football is, you know, the one thing in life I've always continued to do from the age of like 7 years of age. I've played it, I've learned it, and I sort of a few years ago I'd done the coaching badges, which I did for a little while, sort of a bit of coaching, but I was always still eager to play. You know, I'm not a bad little player, to be fair. I'm 41 years of age now, and I still can kick about a little bit. And I play with the vets, Sydenham Sports Vets at the minute. So just to plug my vets team there. As I said, I've had these coaching badges, he's a level two, or it's a UEFA C now, I think they call it. They've changed it up a little bit. I'm going into coaching, really. I'm not finishing playing. I don't want to finish playing. I still want to continue with that. But I do want to help develop the young kids that are coming through in football. And I feel that I can do that. So having to coach, you know, I'm not going to have that free time to be able to produce the information and we put together for our shows. I'm just not going to be able to do that. So, you know, it is with a heavy heart, unfortunately. We have to you know, one door closes, another opens, I suppose. But that one other thing is I probably should say is, in terms of the current scene of boxing, I am falling out of love with it a little bit. I do find it a bit of a challenge to want to motivate myself, to want to do some of the shows we do, the ad hoc shows where we'll do the reviews and the reaction shows, etc. And I suppose that's another part of it where, you know, I want to do my coaching. So it's just the time. You know, we are two fellas that do this show and it's all from our own time. It's our own free time. You know, we've got to work, we've got full-time jobs, we've got families, you know. So having the time to do this as well as that, it's just not going to be feasible. It's not going to be possible for me. So I've got to think about the days when my knees give up and I can't kick a ball no more. So I need to pass on some knowledge of what I've learned in the game and hopefully pass that on to some youngsters and maybe coach a team. I'm not sure yet where it's going to take me, but you know, I'm looking forward to progressing with that and moving on and maybe even getting my UEFA B. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to see, because it's a very tough challenge, that, by the way, guys. If anyone's interested in doing something like that, it is hard. But I just can't wait to be able to go on. I'm already doing it, but, you know, I want to be able to progress it even more. And getting on the court and teaching kids how to play football is great. And you know, I said it before, but this show, how much I love it, you know, it can be quite isolating at times where you're doing, you know, Sean yourself, where you're recording and you're editing. I mean, recording is always great because it's me and Sean doing it. Sometimes other people are involved, whether it be Lukey or maybe someone coming on the show. They're always the great parts. It's great learning and taking myself off and, you know, doing the research for shows, etc. is fantastic in that. But it is, as I say, it can be isolating and you don't necessarily see it in your eyes. You know, you can't see the benefits you're giving to somebody else. So you hear messages to say someone says, oh, you know, that show helped me get through this and that in their life, which is great. But I suppose with football, I'm on the court, I can see the development of a child and I can, or an adult or a teenager, whatever it may be, but I can see the development of that there in front of me and I can get feedback almost instantly. So I suppose that's where I'm looking forward to sort of continuing with that. But yeah, look, as a whole, though, that's the reason why I'm leaving. But yeah, I'm going to say now, you know, that the show's been great. It's been a great help for me. I've always been fascinated with the sport of boxing throughout when I was a kid as well. And the history of it has been something that has just been brilliant. I mean, I consider myself as a little bit of a historian now. I think you do now, Sean. I'm not going to say I am. I won't title myself as a historian, but I do know a lot about the sport because of this show. I already knew a little bit, but this has just gone to a whole nother level. The amount of sort of effort we put into these shows is, I think it's evident when you listen to them. So I'm going on a bit of a rant here. I want to let you come in, Sean. But yeah, that's my reasons for leaving. And yeah, I suppose it's time to just look back on some of these great episodes we've done.
Absolutely. And the thing is, as I said at the start of the episode, I wouldn't begrudge anybody in life wanting to better themselves in some way, shape or form. And like for myself personally, guys, if like I found an opportunity which led me to a different path in life, then we've only got one life and sometimes it can pass you by very, very quickly. And if you don't take the opportunities while they are in front of you, you will go there in the future of your life and go, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. A lot of people, when they get to a greater age in life, many people that I've spoken to, many people in my family, many people that I know personally that are of an older age, I've always said the same thing. Like, if there's something out there that you want to do and you want to pursue, do it. Do it, because before you know it, you're 70 odd year old and you're dealing with certain issues and ailments that you're never going to be able to reverse, and you sat there pondering what you could have done with your life. And this is one of them moments for you, Johnson, where it's about pursuing something that you've always had a passion for, and absolutely no one in the world would begrudge you from doing that. But it is an opportunity for us in this episode, really, to reminisce on where we've come from. And I know you mentioned it earlier on. Our very first episode was, of course, Froch versus Grove, the legendary Knights tale that we produced way back in April of 2019, before the shows got split and it used to just be on the main BTR feed. And from there on out, we just started to develop this chemistry of getting to know one another personally, because we are miles apart geographically, and understanding what family life was like for us both, and being so like-minded in the way we thought about the sport and the principles of the sport and our knowledge of history of it. But then also, I think what we've done together is we've helped each other up along the way in certain ways about how to learn different things when it comes down to producing content. It's about learning how to research and put things together. It's about being able to know what you guys want from us and what you want to listen to. And as Johnston said, we are just two guys, and some people might look at us and think we're more than just two guys, and I appreciate that if you do feel like that. But for me and yourself, we are just two individuals that have always loved this sport, have always enjoyed it, have been given an opportunity with the facilitation of social media and podcast platforms to put something out there and to be able to produce it for people, and people be able to listen to it and go, do you know what, I've really enjoyed that, or I've learned something from that. And I'll always take that sort of stuff away from these episodes. And even when it can be quite isolating and it can be quite laborious and you have to sit there for hours on end producing an episode and editing it, because it can take hours on end to do one episode and produce it. And then you sit there and you wonder to yourself sometimes, is this still really worth doing it? Is it worth putting this stuff out there? And I think to myself, yeah, it is, because I know what people get out of it. And I know, before I became a podcaster, I was a podcast listener, and the value of the content that was out there when I used to listen to shows quite regularly, I always loved it. It took me away from my day. It took me away from any issues that might have been going on in my personal life. So I always really appreciated when people went out there out of their own day and put this content out there. Obviously, there are mainstream podcasts out there that produce stuff that are quite fantastic, and You know, the fair play to them, but they've come at it from a different angle. 9 times out of 10, they've come at it from an angle where they're already part of a big network of boxing media and they're just putting something out there to dip their toes in the podcast war. What I've always respected about people that do podcasting is the fact that you're doing it from the ground up. Those that have started something from complete scratch and just an idea and just wrote it down in a book and then started to put it down on paper, or started, in this case, putting it down in an audio format, I've got nothing but massive respect for people who put that time and effort into doing it, because I appreciate how hard it can be and how difficult it can be to grow a follower base, to get people listening to the show. It's unbelievably difficult in a saturated market of boxing podcasts and people that want to become the next media personality in boxing. It is absolutely incredibly difficult to do that without going down the same path as others. So for us, Johnson, to have put this together and developed this show from what I started out in 2017, it has turned it into a whole, as it says, a network of podcasts. It wasn't a network of podcasts at the beginning. It was just me interviewing fighters from the Northwest and then starting to do weekly shows with people that I knew within the industry. And then when you came on board, that's when the ideas and the juicy started really flowing, and we sat down together, we had ideas about what we wanted to achieve. And I'll be quite honest with you, I think when you look back on it, Johnson, from 2019, I genuinely think we have surpassed our goals and ambitions that we originally set out for where we wanted to go with this podcast. Because whilst we might not be making mega bucks and we might not be doing this as a profession for a living and getting fully paid for it, we have taken a podcast from absolutely nothing to absolutely thousands of listeners and followers, and actually being part of a network which pays us to have our podcast on that network, and have absolutely wonderful people in the world that listen to us and pay for separate services to listen to additional content, or to get our content in a different way that means they get it earlier or they get it without advertisements in it. So to go from that very first episode, Frotch versus Groves, to where we're at now, for me, it's completely surpassed all expectations, and will continue to do so.
Oh my God, yes. You think of that. It was all about the fight. And even then, the integration we had early on was always through Twitter or social media, Facebook and Twitter, mainly Twitter, because it was like, we used to do the polls, didn't we? So we started off with, we'd pick like 4 fights, stick a poll out, and whatever poll won, that would be our Legendary Night episode for that week. It was simple as that. And there was nothing to do with what the background was. It was always looking at the fight, because, and even when you look at the early episodes, they're always the big ones, weren't they? They're always the massive fights. And that was our sort of interaction with social media. And then from there, I can't think what it was, what fight it was in particular, but there was a moment where we decided to stop doing that. It might have even been Joe Lewis, Max Smelling, I think, where I think we had a couple of polls out, and then we picked our own, and then we decided to go a little bit more in detail, and then from there it just gradually progressed into this story. And in the end, we decided, no, we're going to pick them, because we want to pick the towels, because it's not all about just the fight, and it just progressed from there. And that was just, it's been an incredible journey. 60 episodes of Legendary Night. So that doesn't include the two-parters, by the way. So it takes it beyond that, because there's been, not two-parters actually, so it's been the Aftermath, sorry, shows. So removing those from the discussion. So that's like 80 shows all in all when you do it with Luke, because I think you've done an extra 10. We've done 20 now. You've done season 3 and season 4. So that's 80 shows we've put together. Me and you, 60. But that's incredible. Incredible running. And then from there, obviously, CP started, Sean. I suppose this is the other thing we're going to jump on. That we've done 48 episodes of Career Profiles, and that started roughly around the same time. And I believe Dark Side of Boxing was about a year or so later, and we've done 34 episodes of that. So all in all, we've done 142 episodes we've delivered to you guys for this historic content. It's amazing, really. 142 episodes. It's quite incredible, really, and the progression's been remarkable. It really has. I'd say probably for the last 2 years, three, maybe even over that, maybe 2 to 3 years, sort of halfway through, where we changed the sound quality, where, you know, we was able to get a microphone, I'm able to get a better connection with my internet, because internet connection used to be a nightmare. So it's better in terms of, you know, before it was always over the phone, and it moved on to Skype, and then it moved on to Zoom through an actual microphone, and the sound quality improved, the storytelling improved, the amount of information we'd be able to put into these episodes improved, the editing improved, the delivery improved, and it's just gone on and on in leaps and bounds. And yeah, I just want to just say it's been great. 142 episodes, and that doesn't even, you're not even, you know, on the side of what we're doing with the reaction and reviews, reactions and previews. That's God knows how many episodes we've done together over the years, Sean. Loads. Specials, we've done specials as well for the patrons only. So look, it's just been brilliant. You're probably talking about 300 to 400 episodes me and Sean have done together over the years, and every one of them have been great, and they've all had its own good bits about them. Should we go through each section, Sean, by, I don't know, whether it's CP's, Legendary Nights, Dark Side of Boxing, and just sort of pick our favourites?
Let's do it. Let's go through each series-based content list that we have and just really pick out a couple of selections out of each show that we have that really stand out to each other in terms of, you know, what we've produced. And like you've said, there's a massive number, and we probably should have prepped for it and give you guys listening actual numbers, but we know for a fact we've been doing this together since April 2019. We're now at the end of February 2024. It's nearly a full 5 years. We know it's thousands and thousands of hours worth of research, production, editing, video content, you know, all the stuff that we've done over the years has all amassed to absolutely thousands of hours worth of content. And the fact that a lot of the content that we do produce is content that can be listened to again and again and again at any point in time, it's what's known as evergreen content in the industry. And the fact that people could pick these up in a few years' time, long after you're away from this podcast and you're at a point in your coaching career where you're succeeding in where you're at, it's amazing, really, isn't it, to sort of see where the progression has come and where we're at. So yeah, we'll definitely go through a few little bits and see what we've got and see what we can go through. So as we've done Legendary Nights recently, and that being our last show together, is there any particular episodes out of all them 60 episodes that we've covered together, maybe one or two that you can think of off the top of your head, which are standout episodes that you thoroughly enjoyed listening back to, and had the opportunity to really appreciate the work that we'd put together for them?
That's a tough one. 60 episodes. As I said, the main things were always the fights. So the Castillo, the Corellas Castillos, Morelles Barrera, the Ali Frazier, Ali Foreman, Gatti Wall, you know, Ben Eubank, Marquez Vazquez, all amazing fights. All the Hagler Hearns and Leonard and Durand, all their fights were brilliant as well. Hagler Hearns was a great video that we produced as well. Fantastic video. Definitely stands out in my mind. Frotch Groves, because it was our very first, although, as you say, you know, probably I haven't listened to that back, but it probably is quite cringe, the sound over the phone, and it was just two guys talking about boxing, really, coming to the probably the biggest fight in British boxing that sort of helped the boxing British boom at the time. But look, if I'm going to really pick my main shows, main episodes, the ones where we started to go a little bit more detail into them, and just the whole tale of them of itself. I suppose early doors, again, Ben McLennan was a great one. Prior Alexis Arguello, Chavez Taylor was another good one as well. But yeah, I suppose Lewis Smelling was one of my favourites, is one you picked. It's the first time we started to do the picking of the show, so I think that always resonates well in my head. I think we've done a good explanation of that that episode as well. I think we went into a bit more detail than we normally would. Lewis Conn, the recent one, I really enjoyed that. Bruno Tyson as well, really liked that one. This year, Johnson Jeffries was a terrific one. And I suppose my best three, if I'm really going to say as a whole towel, is probably, I can't really pick them. But I think this year, Ben Eubank, I think that's probably one of my favourite ever Legendary Nights episode, because it was nice to be able to redo that. And I think it was a great outcome, and I think we've done that justice. And then I've said it before, but Roberto Duran and Esteban Jesus and Emile Griffith and Benny Kiperet, I think, I don't know, they were sort of the benchmarks for me. They were the benchmark stories where we were able to then look at those towers. Obviously, not so much Ben Eubank, but especially Duran, Jesus and Griffith Perret, where we were able to produce something with those two episodes in particular that has progressed us and elevated us onto the next level. So I think that's why they stand out so much for me. But yeah, they're my two favourites. And the stories that surround them and the fighters themselves, and you wouldn't think it, would you? Duran, Jesus and Griffith Perret, you just wouldn't think they would be the ones. But for me, they were. I think they were the benchmark in terms of how we then went on to progress the show. And yeah, two of my favourite ever Legendary Nights episodes.
Yeah, I understand why you'd pick them, because they are transitional moments in our podcasting careers more than they are just in general. If I'm going to pick one in general that really, really stood out to me, it was Foreman Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle. I really, really enjoyed doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing the episode. I remember the video that was done for. It was brilliant that you put together. And I just remember throwing the little sound bites in there and just thought, he's just amazing. And I knew at that point that we had the potential to grow. And then, like you said, with Duran, Jesus and Griffith Perret, you know, they were episodes, like you rightly pointed out, and I agree with you totally, which are ones where you knew this was us. They were the two episodes for me where I was like, this is us. This is what we've now become. This is what we've transitioned into as podcasters, away from what we used to do and what our focus is on these shows. So yeah, Legendary Nights has been, it's been an absolutely amazing show to do with you, and the first one we put together. But then obviously that started to develop into other shows. Of course, Career Profiles then came next, and we wanted to do biographies. And you know, we started out that not long after Legendary Nights, and we were still sort of in that format of the way we did things. The research wasn't as heavy. It wasn't all story orientated. It was a lot more fact based information that was going in there. So the episodes weren't as long as what you see now and what we produce now. And then again, when you look back on those episodes at the beginning, it was our starting point, and we did the first few, and it was like the quality set of sound wasn't as good as what it is now, of course, and everything's changed. But I look back on that and I think, you know, this is why we wanted to do Muhammad Ali again. And that's why we did Muhammad Ali last year again, because of the fact that we knew, because of the way we do things and the sort of the style that we have of putting things together and delivering it in a certain way. We knew that that would be an absolute hit by doing that again. And that's exactly what it did. It reached out to people that had been listening to us and really enjoyed listening to the retelling of that story and the way we did things. And then for those that hadn't heard us before, that had picked us up from them episodes alone, it's fantastic that a podcast like that can do that. So if I'm going to look at the Career Profiles show, then before I hand it to you to let us know any particular ones that you really would look back on with great memories, just a couple of standout ones for me that I really enjoyed. Sam Langford, straight away, was one of the ones on my list that I absolutely thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed covering. And I think it was because I learned so much about him. That was a real education for me as a boxing fan. So I was really happy to do that. That was one of my favourites. I look at the Jack Johnson episode that we did, the Sugar Ray Robinson episodes that we did, and then they were a couple of good standout ones as well. Of course, Muhammad Ali's retelling of his story was absolutely fantastic. And when we started to bring in different characters and not just fighters, that was another transitional moment in our journey. And I think when we started to do the likes of Ray Arcel, and we started to do the likes of Custy Amato, of course, and then we started to do the likes of Tex Rickard recently, and it's like, you know, that transition as well has also then brought more ideas as to how that show can be developed. And they, you know, they're just a few names off the top of my head where I think, again, it just sort of shows the progression of how we've done things. So there are a few off the top of my head that I honestly think have significance of meaning to me in terms of where we're at and where we're looking to go to as a podcast network and what we were looking to achieve at that moment in time. Has there been any particular ones for you, Johnson, that have really stood out that you've got fond memories of?
I think, as you say, the development of Career Profiles has been exceptional. Again, 48 episodes, it's a tremendous feat over the years. And I loved doing the British fighters. You know, thinking of boxing myself, on a selfish note here, but, you know, thinking of boxing, you know, the guys that inspired me, you know, I suppose they were I idolised the guys like, like Frank Bruno and Nigel Benz. It was a privilege to do their career profiles. Alan Minter, not so much idolised him, but it was great to do him as well. But Henry Cooper was one of my favourite British fighters to ever do. Again, I wasn't around at his time, but great episode that. I really, really enjoyed everything about that. And it's been great doing the legends of the sport. You know, the Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Alexis Arguello, one of my favourite fighters of all time. Barney Ross, what a town that was. Salvador Sanchez, I mean, what he could have achieved is incredible to think. Harry Greb, you know, Henry Armstrong, Jack Johnson, those legends have always been great. You know, and then the Leonards and Hagler, Duran, you know, tremendous, really. But I think the one thing, the one niche that I think we really developed on, and you just touched on it there, Sean, is the Sam Langford episode. It was just a great episode in general. And I think the niche we have here, and I hope you and sort of Jamie can progress it, is those forgotten fighters. And I think we do such a great job and we get a lot of compliments from people having to learn. You learn on the job and you know, it's just something you do. You learn about these guys that had such difficult times in their lives and continue to not only become great boxers but legendary, and we bang that drum and we just can't keep saying it enough. And I think that's the niche we need to stick with. So, you know, if I'm going to pick my greatest career profiles, it would be your Peter Jacksons, your Joe Gans, Sam Langford, Ezard Charles and Charlie Burley, because, you know, those guys in particular were just they are forgotten in time. And when people throw out their greatest lists of all time, they're never names that come out. You know, Peter Jackson could have been before Jack Johnson. You know, Joe Gans, he had a fight where if he lost, he would have been hung effectively. That's what they suggested. Sam Langford tried his hardest to get a world title shot. No one was interested. Ezard Charles, one of the probably the best light heavyweight of all time, and Charlie Burley, potentially better than Robinson. And we always bang that drum, Sean. You know, we've done the Black Murderers Row as well, on a patron only. Thanks to the patrons as well. Always love you guys. But you know, get on that. It's a great little episode we put together there. And then all the other ones, your Joe Jeanettes and your Sam McVays, etc., that have always cropped up in towels. But yeah, I think for me, career profiles has been that. The fact that we're able to bring the Peter Jacksons back to life, your Ganses, your Langfords, your Charleses and your Burleys. And I think hopefully long, I know that will continue, Isham, because I know you love doing that. And I think that's the one thing I've got from career profiles is that. And yeah, that's been brilliant.
So let's move on to our absolute baby, the baby of the BTR Boxing Podcast Network, the show that really, for me, it's the standout show. It's the show that a lot of people love, and it's a show which obviously reaches out to just more than a boxing audience. It brings, obviously, the true crime fans into it as well, because if you love true crime and you love a little bit of the sport, it's such a good mixture, and it's something that nobody else is doing. People have tried to, in some little ways, try to replicate their own little versions, but nobody's doing it like we're doing it. It's one of the reasons why we always say, listen, you know, if you want to sponsor us, if you want to support us and help us develop to another level, and you want to help us bring video editors in to make these shows even more unbelievable, this is the one. The Darker Side of Boxing, the brainchild between the pair of us about wanting to do something around the crime in the sport and inside the ring and outside the ring, putting that together has been one of my proudest achievements that I've got with this podcast network, because it is an unbelievable show. It is a show that I never ever thought I would love over anything else that we do, but I absolutely love it, and it's one of the reasons why people come to us and really want to talk about this show. And people over in America, a lot of people in America come to us and say, you know, I'm really interested in looking at the show. Maybe this could be turned into some sort of TV production. And we've had many conversations with people over the last 2 years about this. And, you know, the eventuality is that is what we would want for the show to happen, is for someone to take our creation, of course, credit and pay us for that creation, but turn it into something that becomes a Netflix documentary, that becomes an absolute whirlwind special number one most viewed show on Netflix. And that's what the ultimate aim would be for something like that. But that show, Johnston, again, that was another one where we started out at a very early stage of where we were with our podcasting careers and how we were doing things and the technology we was using. And then about 4 or 5 episodes into season 1, that all changed. The changes that got made then led to the show just developing even greater. And, you know, if there's one thing that I'd love to be able to do at this point in time would be to do the first few episodes again, you know, and just with the better quality of the audio and everything else that's with them. That's the only sort of little thing that sort of niggles me personally. But then I think to myself, do you know what? The stories are fantastic. Despite the fact that the audio isn't as good as what it is today, it's still listenable for people. But that show, Johnston, that's the one for me that absolutely, it sets me alive. It gets the creative juices flowing. It gets the imagination going. And it's probably the show that's produced the most bloopers out of every show we've done as well.
The irony of it as well, the darker side of boxing, it presents more bloopers than most. And it does because of the, you can't quite believe sometimes what you're reading and what people are saying and what they're doing. And again, you know, we have a couple of times had a few people sort of saying us, giggling, smiling over someone that's a convicted rapist, for instance. I mean, look, we're not laughing at that situation. It's Jesus Christ, though. We're laughing at just the blasé and the stupidity of these people and some of the things they come out with. And it's been something we create. I mean, we literally spent probably a good few weeks trying to think of the name, and we was like, whatever it was thinking of something, and it was like, no, don't say it right. No, or that sounds like it sounds too similar to this, and blah blah blah. And to pull out the dark side of boxing, it's a stroke of genius. It's a great name, and it's just the whole thing around it is perfect. It's just it's barely about boxing. You're talking about a boxer, but it's all about the crimes in their life or stuff they've done. It's just, you're right, Sean, it really is terrific, great idea we both produced. It's just amazing. And to then, as you say, the development after three or four shows is progressive and more. I mean, even then, I mean, even when we done Sunny Liston, it was like it wasn't that bad. It really isn't that bad. It's the same, more the sound quality, I think, more than most. And yes, we probably could have had a bit more of a length of time and told a little bit more story to those particular characters early on, and there were some big names in there. So I can understand why you'd want to re-record them. I mean, maybe even re-edit, re-record it and start it again. I mean, it's still going to be there, Sean. I mean, you know, if you and Jamie wanted to do that, I would quite happily listen. I'm sure people listening wouldn't mind re-listening to some of those stories. Maybe you could stick a couple in per season to just sort of keep the seasons going as well. But look, it's just brilliant. I mean, my favourite, I'm never going to forget. I mean, never claim Mitch Blood Green's just with just absolute chaotic with it. I mean, I've never laughed so much in all my life. It was just hilarious with the petrol pump. It's just still today a story that is going to stick with me for the rest of my life. This guy just decides he's going to start putting petrol in people's cars, taking their money and pocketing it. It's just genius. Absolute genius. But yeah, all the other, I mean, James Butler, Sam Kellerman's story, tragic story. Ike Ibanabuchi, Stanley Ketchell, Hector Camacho, Eamon McGee, Leon Spinks. Roberto Medina was a dark one. Sonny Liston, because it's the first, but then Tim Doc Anderson and Elvis Parker. That story was amazing. But yeah, they're just a few there off the top of my head that I have to bring to your audience's attention. If you haven't listened to any of those, do go back and listen to them because they're great.
Oh, honestly, like, I'm thinking about this show and I think the amount of laughs we've had with this particular show. And for you guys listening, we didn't start doing the blooper stuff until, I think, season three, in fact. We started doing that, and it's like, I think of season one and season two bloopers that must have been lost in the editing process. That could have been absolutely hilarious. Like, I remember doing the Freddie Mills episode and Operation Deep Throat, and just the talk of this guy going around choking people to death with his penis. It's like, you know, that sort of stuff's going to live with me for the rest of my life. I'm always going to know these stories now. And the same with, like, Leon Spinks cocked like a broomstick on the bed. And it's like, you know, all these stories are just absolutely unbelievably funny. But at the same time, it all forms part of the whole overall package. And, you know, these are moments that you guys don't get to witness behind the scenes when we're doing the recording, is the hilarity behind some of the stories that we have to try and deliver and try and be sensible about it and not immature, and also try to do it in a professional manner. And that's why I started releasing bloopers, because I thought, you know what, this will actually come across really well for people to listen to this, because then they'll get to understand how difficult it can be. So we're trying to read some of this stuff out in a really professional manner whilst trying not to crack at the same time. And it is incredibly difficult. And I suppose that's just me and you as individuals enjoying what we do. And that's one of the enjoyable parts about doing the show. But if I'm talking about the content then, Johnston, Sonny Liston was fantastic. You know, I knew some of his story going into it, but to learn as much as we did for that story was fantastic. Paul Sykes is one that absolutely stood out to me. Unbelievably funny. And just because of the character that he was. And even now, like, that episode went up on YouTube a couple of years ago. And even now, people are still commenting on that video on YouTube of the audio of the Paul Sykes story. And obviously, there are varying reports about him and what he was like as an individual. And he wasn't to everybody's taste, of course. Some people revel in him. Some people absolutely despise the man. But you couldn't not laugh at the fact that he'd go into someone's house, sit down and eat the man's tea at the table. And it's like, or go into the next door neighbours and just turn the music down because he was that intimidating that he could just get away with doing stuff like that. And it's elements of that that were really difficult for us to try and be quite serious about. So that's one of the shows that I've really thoroughly enjoyed covering with you. And I think, again, it's a body of work that I know will last in time. And I know that people will thoroughly enjoy. So if you haven't ever listened to any of them episodes, then please do go and listen to them. Of course, we are going to be continuing the show on the network, and Jamie will be stepping in and filling those ginormous shoes of yours, Johnston, to produce and deliver these episodes and continue to produce that quality across our network. And I know he's going to do a great job. And, you know, he will do a great job. And I know we did an episode with Jamie, guys. So if you haven't already seen it and you've listened to this one first and you haven't listened to the one I've done with Jamie, please do go back and listen to that episode with Jamie as well, because I felt it was only respectful to give you guys an individual conversation each, where our listeners, you guys listening, could actually have an opportunity to sort of listen to our reminiscent, and also myself and Jamie and his background and why he's stepping into the show, and the fact that he isn't just a random guy off the street, and the fact that he is going to take over and help develop the show even further. And it's great that we've got that transition in place, and it's bittersweet that it's now time to say goodbye to yourself. But, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for me again. And I know I've said it in the Legendary Nights season 4 wrap up, and I'll say it again, a little bit of a monologue from me to yourself, Johnston. We do speak off air, and we do speak when we're not on the podcast. Of course we do. But I think it's a bit more of a public thing for me to sort of say, thank you, because if you wouldn't have stepped into my life at the point I was doing this podcast, we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't have been able to develop this podcast to the level. Your ideas, the work you put into it, it was a joint effort. It takes two to tango, and I couldn't have asked for a better dancing partner in this podcast world. And I'm absolutely gutted that you're going. But as I said at the start of the show, and I'll say it again, it's an amazing thing you're going to do. It's a chapter of your life that you're going to try and achieve. You're going to go on, and potentially, guys, you might even see Johnston as like the new football manager on the sidelines at some point in time. Just imagine that, eh? Imagine seeing Johnston on Sky Sports and the sidelines managing a team, and you'd be like, oh God, I used to listen to that guy on that podcast he used to listen to. So listen, everybody's got to follow the dreams. Everybody's got to go for it. And as much as it pains me to say it, I'm happy that you are going on to do something that you've got an absolute passion for. And this is what this has always been for us. It's always been a massive passion project. Of course, we've got goals and ambitions that we want to achieve. Jamie's going to move in and help me try and achieve them goals and ambitions. And for you guys listening, I said it in the season 4 wrap-up, this is a good opportunity for you guys to send your well wishes, your messages to Johnston via the BTR Boxing Podcast social media channels. So if you're on Twitter, you can do it at BTR Boxing Pod. If you're on Facebook, it's BTR Boxing Podcast Network, and so on and so forth across all of the social media networks. Please do go and do it, because I really appreciate it when people talk about the work that we put in. And it's not a narcissistic thing. I feel like it's appreciation and realizing that not everybody always comments on stuff that we do, and not everybody always shows us that appreciation. But when you guys do show that appreciation, it's absolutely humbling, and it feels nice to be appreciated for the hours of effort that we put in. And boy, we've put a lot of hours of effort in off our own backs putting this together for you guys. I know you guys over at Patreon, you guys always, always say how much you appreciate the stuff that we're putting out there, and it's really, really appreciated from you guys. But for those that don't subscribe to us through Patreon, this is the way to do it through the social media channels. Send any messages directly to the channels, or you can tweet them obviously on the wall at Twitter and let us know any messages for Johnston. But please, one more time, you just got to give it up to you, mate, because you've been an absolutely fantastic dancing partner in this podcast world. And I couldn't have asked for anyone better to have done this with and achieved some of these things with. So best of luck with everything, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's nice words there, Sean. I appreciate it, mate. And as I say, it's the same to you, mate. It's been great working with you. And I know you and Jamie are going to, you know, all we've done at this moment in time is I've put a bit of a benchmark in now. I feel that, you know, the show has progressed and it's improved. And it's been a team thing. It's not just down to one of us. And we've worked well as a team. And I have no doubt in my mind that you and Jamie will work well together and progress the show even further. And just it will just continue from there. It's just a different voice, a different London voice, and one that will be able to pronounce names and words a lot better than I can. But that being said, you know, that's not a bad thing. You know, it's all part of me as a package, I suppose. But look, it's been tremendous. It really has. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Great working with you, Sean. Thank you to the patrons as well. I mean, we never had patrons, and then all of a sudden we got patrons. You guys are just amazing. Like, literally, can't thank you enough. And obviously, those guys and girls that listen and enjoy listening to the show, don't stop listening, please. Spread the word. The podcast will get better, and it's just going to be more successful, and I've got no doubt about that. So I just want to wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope that this podcast goes on and beyond to the point where it gets more recognition than it deserves, because sometimes I do feel that the recognition isn't there. And you know what? The responses ain't always bad either. Most of the responses we get are good. I think we get an odd one or two, like once a year, if that. Seriously, most of the time it's always good feedback. And if you're putting material like this out on social media, and the way it works is if it's good, you don't really get much response. So my, you know, for those that are listening, you know, if you are fans of the show, do give Sean and Jamie a tap on the back at times, you know, a pat on the back, because, you know, it's hard work. It really is. And I know firsthand, it's very challenging, very demanding, but it's all for a good cause. It's for the love of the sport as well. And, you know, sometimes just a little line just to say, you know what, great show, lads, is just more than enough. And that just gives them, that will give Jamie and Sean that little bit more boost to just keep going. But yeah, the show's in great hands, and it's going to get better, Sean. So the man that created it is Sean Bastow, and it is the man that will continue it forward, and obviously Jamie alongside him. So I'm going to enjoy listening back. I'll be listening to all your shows. I'll be listening back to some of the old stuff, listening to all your other stuff that you're going to do in the future. I'm looking forward to it. And as I say, it's in safe hands, man. And this show's going to get better and better. I just want to, in a couple of years' time, see it up there alongside some of the bigger shows and picking up awards rather than just being nominees. And hopefully this will be it, mate. Bringing in Jamie might be the masterpiece that you needed, that masterstroke you needed to get you over the line to actually win an award. Who knows? But I'm right behind you. I'm rooting for you lot. And as I say, look, I'm hanging up the microphone, moving on to putting on my coaching tracksuit. And that's where I'm going to be for the next few years. Maybe when I'm old and wrinkly and literally want to just, I don't know, find my love of boxing again. I mean, the history, I love the history, but I'm talking current. Maybe I might try and get myself back into the podcast world again. But at the meantime, it's a no from me. But good luck for the future, Sean, to you and Jamie. And yeah, keep listening, guys. And please keep supporting, because I will.
Thank you, Johnston. A pleasure as always. And very bittersweet to be saying this for the last time. But of course, a big thank you for all the help and support you've given me over the years, personally, professionally. And for one final time, again, I want to say thank you to everything you've done for this podcast network, Johnston. You've been a great dancing partner. It's a shame to see you go, but I'm really happy to go and watch you succeed in a field that you thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy, even more so than the sport of boxing. Please, if you've got any messages, well wishes, again, let us know across the social media channels or messages. It would really be appreciated if you could do that. But please also keep supporting. Keep sending us all the well wishes over for the episodes. If you're on Spotify, leave a comment below, please. It is really appreciated. If you are a patron, big, big thank you again goes out to yourselves. But if you're not a patron and you can support the future of this show, and let's take it to another level, let's get ourselves in a professional recording studio, and let's be on YouTube and have visualized episodes, which is our dream, to get to that level, To help us do that, we need support. Quite frankly, if you know somebody that would sponsor the network, sponsor one of the shows, or is able to just become a patron and support us in that way, please head over to patreon.com for that, or drop me an email at beyondtheropesboxingpodcast@gmail.com. We do get some great emails from time to time with people looking to try and support us in some ways. We're looking for sponsorships to try and take us to that next level, the investment to allow us to have professional recording studios like your big boxing news outlets like Boxing News and like your boxing socials and those that are out there that are in a position to be able to do that. We would love to be there one day. There are many, many ideas coming our way in the next few weeks. We're going to be progressing the shows as normal, but we'll also be looking to add new layers, new elements into the shows. But this episode really has been all about reminiscing with yourself, Johnston, and saying thanks for everything that you've done to help progress this show to where it's at. Thank you so much for listening to this show, guys. If you're still with us at this point and you're not fed up of the little bits of backslapping that we're doing in this episode, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It's been great. I've really, really enjoyed the last 5 years of putting this together with Johnston. Please, if you've got any comments, thoughts and feelings, you know what to do now. Let us know on social media. Let us know on the channels. Let us know in the messages. But for now, that is the end of this episode. Normal service will resume over the next couple of weeks with big fight previews, reaction shows, and of course, the next series-based show, which will be the Career Profiles podcast, is coming back to you very, very soon. So please do start looking at social media because I will be looking to post out promotional videos ahead of the show starting in a few weeks' time. But for now, it's good night, God bless, and we'll see you soon.
The dream is made real! Ricky Hatton rocks the world!
Podcast Network.